Hey, I'm Roy Grant from Community Health Planning Policy Development Section, and also one of the principal authors of a policy statement which is under review by the APHA Joint Policy Committee endorsing the healthcare home model as a model of care that bridges point of service patient care with public health goals. And this session is part of that overall process of hopefully getting APHA on board as officially endorsing this model, which frankly APHA is about the only major health organization that hasn't. So I think it would be very helpful for those of us that are advocating for this model of care. It would be very helpful if the association does endorse the model. I'm speaking for myself, but also collectively for all of the presenters. We have no conflicts of interest to report. A little bit of history here. Medical home model was developed circa 1967 by the American Academy of Pediatrics as a way to organize care for children with special health care needs. And that's the old line definition of special health care needs. It was kids who had developmental problems that were secondary to typically chronic health conditions. Think cerebral palsy or spina bifida or something of that nature. And the idea, it was a very modest proposal. The idea was that there should be a shared health record so that care could be coordinated, because these kids require care from a lot of different sources. Families require support. And if there isn't an effort made to coordinate, things get very, very fragmented. The model was picked up sometime after that by the Maternal and Child Health Bureau, but by and large it lay dormant until about 2000, so what is that, 33 years. And then around 2000 to 2004, the Academy of Pediatrics updated their policy and said that this is not a model of care just for children with special health care needs. It's really the gold standard for health care. Of course, the Academy of Pediatrics was thinking mostly about pediatric care, but it's really the standard of care. But then that was in 2002. In 2004, they had to clarify that the medical home is an approach, not a place. And there in the language that's used, that's where some of the problems are. So what's wrong with the term medical home? There's been an enormous amount of controversy about the use of the word medical. So let me say on behalf, again, myself, all of the presenters, when we say medical home, we do not mean that we're excluding nurses, nurse practitioners, advanced practice nurses, osteopaths, physician assistants, OBGYNs are physicians, but they're included sometimes as primary care providers. The intent of the term was always inclusive. Because of the term medical, it became interpreted differently. It became interpreted as physicians only. The patient-centered medical home, PCMH, which is probably the model that has the most traction, uses terms like everybody should have a personal physician, and actually speaks of physician-centered care, which is a little weird when you think about it. And the idea is that this is not a physician's only model of care, even though it's sometimes interpreted that way. In fact, when CMS, that's the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, funded pilot projects, they specifically excluded nurse practitioners as primary care practitioners. There's been some progress. Health reform legislation kind of goes back and forth between saying physicians and primary care providers, but it's, you know, whatever, however many thousand pages people were waving around during the debate about health reform. So I'm sure it was written by several different people. The intent is to be inclusive, and there have been two very positive developments. The Institute of Medicine, who's been quite conservative and physician-centered, if you will, has come out saying nurse practitioners, nurses are part of this. And on a more pragmatically important level, the National Committee for Quality Assurance, who is the body that authorizes primary care practices as meeting standards to be a medical home, that's the language they use, has issued a statement, actually as recently as June, pointing out the excellence of nurse practitioners and physician assistants as primary care providers, which means, or at least as I interpret that, it means that they're not going to fail to certify as a medical home model, medical home practice, nurse practitioner driven. That's important because with that certification comes enhanced reimbursement. We'll probably talk more about that as we go along. Now, what else don't we like about the term medical home? I have a problem with the word home because it sounds like a place. If you Google health home as your search term, you will find out more than you possibly wanted to know about home health care, home health aides, nursing homes, home visiting programs, all of which are, you know, important but have nothing to do with medical home. And my biggest gripe is that in pediatrics, when you talk about a child having a medical home, it sounds like a doctor who makes house calls and like comes to your house and gives your kid immunizations or something. I've had that actually happen. I'm not making that up. So it's an exceedingly ambiguous term. It's one that some people perhaps like. Some of us really don't like it, but we got to live with it. Why do we have to live with it? Efficacy studies typically reference the medical home. So when we say, you know, is this a model that works, you're not going to find a lot of efficacy studies of health home or healthcare home because that isn't the term that was used when the studies were done. And as I said, NCQA certification is as a medical home. But again, once, and hopefully we don't have to say this a lot, however we use the term medical home, it's inclusive of all of the disciplines that are permitted to provide primary care based on state scope of practice laws, and it includes all of the ancillary or other providers of care that make this holistic model. The alternative terms health home has been used in oral health. They were concerned that medical home would become a silo and exclude dentists and others. Healthcare home is the one that we've settled on here because it's used by NAC, the National Association of Community Health Centers, and it probably has the most currency within the public health community. These are the points that, going back to the Academy of Pediatrics definition, whatever we call it, model by any other name, this is what it means. And comprehensive includes all of the mental health, oral health, nutrition, health education, people to translate and make things culturally relevant and comprehensible. The model also focuses very much on chronic care management, and typically this is the model, Ed Wagner's model, and that's a visual of the way that's put together. These are the key elements that make it relevant for public health community and make it relevant within the context of health reform. The emphasis on wellness and prevention, evidence-based and evidence-informed treatments, health technology, tracking outcomes, and that includes even things that we very often don't track, like when a referral is made, did the patient get the specialist service to which they were referred. Continuous quality improvement is very important, multidisciplinary teams, all of it integrated, and that's why we're taking it as seriously as we are within APHA. It bridges point of service care with public health. It's consistent with the goals of health reform. Are we all here? Okay. This is the order of our presentations. Mona Sarfati from medical care section is a family practitioner, family practice doc at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia. We're very Philadelphia-centric for some reason today. Totally coincidence. Great city, though. And that's coming from a hardcore New Yorker. It's a great city. Ann Ritter is filling in for Nancy Rossman. Ann is an attorney and the policy person at the National Nursing Centers Consortium in Philadelphia. Cindy Peschick, currently in California, is from Pennsylvania. And she's from the food and nutrition section, and will be giving us that perspective. Louisa Higgins is a New Yorker, so we're getting back to my hometown. She's with National Center for Children in Poverty at Mailman School of Public Health, Columbia University, and runs a program called Project Thrive, which is focusing on building medical home, or healthcare homes, call it what you will, at the state level, working with departments of health and with an early childhood focus. Now, it worked out that we weren't able to include our final presenter, David Shern from Mental Health America, Executive Director, Mental Health America. So David's gonna be kind enough to make his comments after Louisa is finished from the floor. And if we all keep to our 10-minute limit, we will have at least a half hour to have a discussion, and I'm hoping it'll be an interesting and fruitful one.